been watching all the headlines overnight. There was the story out of Durham, North Carolina, where they brought down a group. Some would call this, you know, an act-out protest that came after Charlottesville. Others would just say it's vandalism. But a group pulled down, and while police watched, a Confederate statue in Durham, North Carolina, which is there in the Research Triangle. All this follows the events of Friday night of people, you know, doing everything but goose step in Charlottesville. It was an amazing sight, with the torches to be followed on Saturday by actual death and mayhem in the streets there. Why do people get involved with groups like this? I understand the political speech and free speech, and that's fine. I don't think we're having disagreements about that. But the idea of being a joiner anyway, especially groups that espouse hate. Dr. John Braccio is here, Regional Psychological Services East Lansing. He knows a thing or two about hate groups and people who would get involved and want to. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you, Dave. And this goes back to a book, at least a starting point, called The Crowd by Gustave Le Bon, L-E-V-O-N, last two words, actually. But that was written back over 100 years ago and talks about how when people join groups, they become quite different than what they are individually. And hate groups, like any groups, but unfortunately hate groups have, like the name describes there, the hate that they have is just a very, very horrible thing. But this comes, people want a sense of community. They want to build loyalty with someone. They can come from bad environments. They can be lonely people, alienated, low tolerance for ambiguity, meaning they see things in right or wrong, and they've taken a position, as absurd as it might seem to mm-hmm. the vast majority of people, but it becomes their person. Then it can offer them something. It can be violence, as self-defense. I mean, there's so many reasons that people can do this. And we can even look at the MS-13 crowd, kind of a more neutral topic from what happened over the weekend. You know, why would people join a crowd, a group that just kills and maims and enjoys watching people die slowly? It makes no sense logically, but if you look at it from the negative aspect mm-hmm. of human behavior, of the belonging, of the offering, feeling it offers something. And then the bizarre thing that violence is really self-defense of yourself and the group. So it's a pretty sad thing. We saw it over the weekend, certainly with some of the Nazis, some of these bizarre historical types, but we can come right closer to home and see other groups. So society always has to find a way to protect itself from such things. But how?
That's the hard lesson that I've gotten over the years is that the stuff keeps coming right back around, and it doesn't even look that different than before. It's just like throwing a different brand of makeup on. I mean, it's still makeup. It doesn't look that much different.
That is true, Dave, and that is the hard thing. The only thing that we can hope is through, we'll call it critical thinking, by mm-hmm. people shouting down or in terms of shouting out, call it what you will, at what we would call evil and negative. And if we can agree to some degree on what are definitely evil and wrong, I think when you're dealing with Nazis, you're dealing with this type thing. I mean, that's certainly a failed program that led to the death of probably 50 million people. So in any format, to be trying to put it into a positive thing makes no sense.
Right.
I mentioned like the MS-13, just kind of a separate. There are other groups floating around that people look for identity, gangs call in the cities. I mean, there's really a need for the good, call it the good education, the idea of teaching people, going back to right and wrong. You know, there are things that are wrong, there are things that are right. I think back to Jefferson, even if Christ were not God, we need him to be God. I mean, the idea that there's some higher calling, some higher vision for whether it's what, it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, Muslim, Jewish, secular humanist, there needs to be some altered, if you're a positive sense of right or wrong that doesn't get distorted. But it is a horrible thing, Dave. You and I watch it, and over the centuries, we watch these types of things. I don't mean you and me specifically, but I mean people.
I got the drift of where
Thing is, there doesn't appear to be a full way to stop these things completely. I think that When you're giving permits to people, you have to take into account, you know, what might happen. I know this group, I guess, had a few before and nothing happened. We don't know what other groups were involved. Everything becomes complicated. Are you best to just let a group like this go do their thing and not have other persons get involved? Is the better thing to have other groups get involved and deal with these things? What is the role of the police? These are all things that I think will come out of this, come out of the Berkeley, California thing. Things would have happened. There's a need to maybe take a broad view, okay, in terms of all of these groups, whatever it might be, whatever they might represent, and try to find what are the key characteristics. But even there, you can't always do that because if you go back to the people that 9/11, a lot of them were educated, came from not poor homes or anything. So it is hard. But
well, I think you're going to find, Doc, I think you're going to find that's the case here. With a lot, I'm looking through the crowd at those young men, and I'm profiling. That's what I'm doing. And looking through them, I think that there are more educated than not, but they're disaffected for whatever reason. It doesn't mean they're not educated. It doesn't mean that they just crawled out from under a rock, but it's a different group. And I'll tell you something else. You know, overnight, with these statues coming down, other groups taking that, I think they're actually hoping that happens. That's why they want to have their next rally in Richmond, Virginia. They want to see, because they feel that by the destruction of these statues by those who are counter-protesting, they're going to draw more people to their group, saying that you're the last protection of whatever. I think there is a mindset to this. I could be wrong, but I think there is.
Well, I think you may very well be right. I wouldn't question it. I would question the authorities letting people in this type of an age to be just tearing things down for whatever the reason. I think those are things that ought to be done through cities, through government. So we're kind of in a difficult age while we're countering people that have done some horrible things, we do some horrible things ourselves. So there is a need for, if you will, the adults to come in and kind of take control of the situation, because there's a lot of nihilists on all sides on all these issues too, Dave. I mean,
right.
And that is one of the things that we don't want to lose track of. I think one of the things that we've noted all the things lacking in what the president's initial statement, but certainly his statement about many sides, all the need to really take a look at the whole thing, and no one has the right to have anything done to them. That is true. On the other hand, we do want to single out specifically those groups that are the main cause of problems when they do occur, regardless of who they are. So I feel that this was an American tragedy. We've had a number of these. We've had cities destroyed. We've had universities attacked. We've had public speakers, people not being allowed to speak. We've had things of this variety. So this has been a tough last few years, anyway, number of years, actually. So maybe it is time for the leadership in Washington, probably less so in the state. They seem to differently at the state level. If we could get some type of bilateral, if you will, where people could agree on who the bad guys are and work against them as a unit at the federal level, I think that would be helpful, too. But things seem so bifurcated there that one group sees one group as bad, another sees another group as bad. Fortunately, I don't think there was much disagreement on the disgust and distaste for certainly anybody who is for the Ku Klux Klan or for the neo-Nazi groups. Those are pretty distasteful by any standard.
Yeah, I'm not even sure how neo it is at times. I mean, it just, in this country, we did a pretty good job of taking out Nazis. And to have them
sure
come
did.
Back is not a pretty picture. And to get stronger is not cool. Not good. Won't help the nation in one way, shape, or form. Dr. John B. is the website, drjohnb.com. Podcast will be there shortly. Why do people get attracted to these groups? What's the hold? What's the allure? And what can you do to try to turn it the other direction? Always good to talk to you, my friend, even under circumstances like this.
Well, a pretty huge argument that we spend a few minutes, but really important that we all keep working at it, Dave. Nice talking to you.